You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Allison and Matt with us today on the Honda of Westport Couples Court. What's going on, guys?
Christmas drama. I have 9 nieces and nephews. I'm one of 5 kids. Every year, I buy each one of my nieces and nephews a $50 gift. And my husband, Matt, isn't into it. He's being a little bit of a Grinch, and he doesn't think that we need to do that.
So he says, get rid of the nieces and nephews off the Christmas list.
He has some other ideas, but it's just, you know what, for me, it's a little expensive, but it's not undoable.
How about just getting smaller gifts?
It just gets harder and harder to get really nice things for less than $50. I'm afraid they'll be disappointed.
Every year for Christmas, we don't have any kids of our own. We're never going to get back what we're giving in. And a lot of times these kids, they just don't seem like they appreciate what we're doing for them. And it's like $50 a pop, 9 kids.
I don't think that I give to my family because I'm hoping to get back from them. Just because you don't have nieces and nephews doesn't mean that they're not important to me, and doesn't mean that I have some sort of ulterior motive giving them gifts. I'm their aunt. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I know that, but you realize that sometimes the gifts you give them are better than the gifts their own parents give them. Like, you really spend a lot of time on this, and it's a little more than $50 sometimes.
Well, things just go up. I mean, they go up in price. It's awful. I wish you could get something better for cheap, but, you know, like, what am I going to get them? Am I going to get them a piece of garbage?
You know, I have a plan. We could let one of them mow the lawn for Christmas. That'd be a nice gift, and then let the other one rake up. I think that would, you know, build character.
All right, guys, seems pretty straightforward. Here's what we're going to do. We'll put it to our audience, take some advice, and get their vote. See what they think about this. If you agree with Matt, then it's time for you to pull the plug on these 9 different gifts with a $50 minimum for all your nieces and nephews. Our presence is all you need for the holiday. Let joy ring. But maybe you agree with Allison that they have no children of their own. These are the children that she chooses to spoil, and appreciation or payback is really not part of the equation. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm up for it.
All right, give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Honda of Westport Couples Court. It's the case of Allison and Matt. Christmas gifts for the family. Listen, we all know that Christmas time can be expensive. That's for sure. Alicia, you make our list, and you try and come up with our budget there. And always, you're trying to figure it out. And you being Sicilian and me being Portuguese, what? There's, I don't know, 72 cousins out there.
There's so many. It's tough.
Right. Like, and then you're trying to find a gift for 25 or 50 bucks or less. And that's very challenging, too, nowadays.
Right. And they're kids. It's hard. You know, with the older kids, it's not so much, but the younger kids, like, I get her point.
And the thing is, too, with family, there's always the other dynamic. So maybe you're not in contact with their parents or whatever at that point, but they're kids, like you said.
And everybody wants to be the cool aunt.
That's true. 1-800-330-9999. Allison and Matt, should Allison go crazy with the Christmas gifts for the nieces and nephews? Or is Matt right that it's time to pull it back? They'll never get return on their investment. And Ann Raven, what do you think? Whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side 100%. It's the season of giving, and then on top of it, if you don't have kids, then you've got a lot more money to spend on other kids that are not your own. So just be giving, be the cool aunt and uncle, and don't be, you know, that aunt and uncle that doesn't get you anything. I had a lot of those, and those aren't fun.
You know, I got to tell you, is that I think that when it comes to family, it's just so tricky. And I think, thank you for the call. Have a great morning. I think that it makes sense sometimes when you're in a couple, just stay out of the family business. Let them handle their family. Let you handle your family. And then be a good teammate whenever you can when these other situations arise. Because I don't think you can win in these situations.
Yeah, you don't win all that often, right?
Right. I think it's really impossible. And so what happens is if people are trying to just, if we're both trying to be involved in the situation at all times, we never actually come to a resolution. Time passes and neither of you gets a good result.
Right.
Still looking for your input. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Allison and Matt have a disagreement going on right now as they go ahead and continue their prep for the holidays. Allison has like 9 nieces and nephews, and she usually spends about $50 each on their gifts. But Matt says, this is way too much. It needs to stop. Ann Raven, Star 99.9. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court.
I think it's okay to maybe roll back on the price limit a little bit, but I don't think she should stop getting the nieces and nephews gifts.
I think that it's impossible to find something good for less than $50 nowadays. I got to be honest with you. I went by the store the other day. Legos are $100 and I wanted every single one of them.
That's not true, though. You know I'm a crazy couponer and I've been doing pretty good this year.
1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Ann Raven. Whose side are you on?
I am on Allison's side. He needs to stay out of it. You know, I have 3 nephews and a niece and they look forward to Auntie's presents. And it just, I don't know. You can't take away from kids. You can't do it.
One thing that I think is awesome, thank you for the call, have a great morning, that I think is awesome about being the aunt or uncle is you don't actually have to be practical or follow the rules like the parents do, you know?
Oh, no, it's more fun to get them something they shouldn't have because
right.
It doesn't stay at your house.
How about a drum set, kid? Right. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I would have been on his side. I'm totally on hers now, only because he said he wasn't getting anything out of it.
Yeah, that was
amazing. Yeah.
That was a bad line. Yeah, it was a bad line.
Bad line. Bad line.
Thank you for the
call.
She
now gets to spend whatever she wants.
Have a great morning. Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. I have some nieces and nephews of my own, and I still like to get them things. Even it gets cheaper as you're younger because you can get them, you know, the Barbie doll, and, you know, shouldn't really be over $50. And being 22, I think there should also be maybe a cutoff. Nowadays, I'm okay with getting, you know, a scarf and a pair of socks. More than happy with that.
That's it. 22, no more joy for that person's life. I understand.
I love scarves.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call. Have a great morning.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Back on the Honda Westport Couples Court, it's Allison and Matt. Matt, you're the loser today, my friend. Allison, you got the votes. It's your nieces and nephews. You guys don't have kids. Matt, you got to stay out of the way. This is what makes Allison happy around the holidays. Embrace it. Don't try and fight this.
No, I try to do that. I really do. I love my wife, but it just gets a little much,
well,
I think, year after year. But, you know, at the end of the day, I do want my wife happy, you know. Maybe this year after we buy all the kids gifts, instead of going to Rome, we'll just go to Oklahoma for vacation or something.
$500 ain't changing one of your vacation plans. I got news for you.
It'll be fun. You'll have fun.
Okay, guys. Well, we wish you luck. If anybody else has an issue, of course, you can always email us, couplescourt@star999.com.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.